on the web at kpfk.org. My name is Damon Azali Rojas, and I'm your host today. So we got three great segments today. First one is about the Youth Just Coalition's Free LA School, which is a new school that's starting in Los Angeles, in which youth will be able to learn organizing skills about Black and Latino movement history and finish their high school degrees. These are some organizers, both Rodrigo Vasquez and Jose Palacios from the YJC will be talking about how they're trying to combat the dropout rate in LAUSD. For our second segment, we are going to be talking about some recent studies that came out in the LA Times, that were publicized in LA Times, about air pollution and its link to cardiovascular disease. So we'll be joined by Rachel Lopez and Edgar Rojas of the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice based in Riverside, one of the worst areas in the whole U.S. in terms of air pollution. And for our third segment, we're going to be catching up with Camilo Mejia, who was going to be on our show last week, and we didn't connect. He was an Iraq war veteran who spent 9 months in prison after refusing to return to service. He's the author of the new book, Road from Ar-Ramad, and he joins us to discuss about his anti-war activities. So we'll be right back with our first two guests, and we'll see you in a second.
No reason to get excited. The thing they kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke.
Welcome back to Voice of the Frontlines. We had a little extra music there because we were touching the soul to Maggie LaPique on the boards. She didn't want to bring it back. But here we are again, with Rodrigo Vasquez and Jose Palacios from the Youth Justice Coalition LA. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, man? And this is Noe.
Hey, Noe, what's up, man?
Jose couldn't make it today, so I'm here with Froggy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right here. Froggy, what's up?
Froggy, that's your real name? Dang,
yeah.
After all this time. So, I mean, I think what we should start off is just talking about LAUSD and their dropout rate. There was a report that came out last year that was from the Harvard University in conjunction with UCLA. And they basically said that only 48% of ninth graders who started high school in LAUSD actually graduated after 4 years. And what does YJC think about that? And what are you guys trying to do about it?
First of all, YJC thinks it's a disgrace for LAUSD having the type of resources they have and the equipment and everything to be allowing this problem, this issue, to keep getting worse, because I haven't seen it get any better. And according to, like, numbers, it hasn't gotten any better. So that's how we feel personally.
So Froggy, then what are the root causes of this? Because it's basically, it adds up to about 80,000 dropouts per year.
What root causes, you know, like the ratios, like between students and teachers, students and counselors, and now the police is in schools too, and with the zero tolerance for schools. The way schools are ran right now, they're just any little issue a student has, or let's get rid of them because we got all these other students to worry about, and we don't got time to talk about this student's problem. Let's just send them to another school and let them deal with it.
So then what is actually zero tolerance? Is basically shuffling students around that people just don't want to deal with? Or is it expulsion? What is zero tolerance for our listeners?
I guess it starts out small, you know, like a little suspension or something like that. But you really got to think about it before, too. I'm pretty sure, like, for everybody that went to school, I'm pretty sure people in school had little issues, you know, a little fight here and there, you know, anything, you know, maybe didn't go to school one day or maybe decided to do something else or anything regarding getting in trouble in school. I'm pretty sure we all got in trouble in school. Now the fact that there's zero tolerance, that they're expecting students to be perfect, I feel like that's just setting students up to begin with.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting thing because when you think about it's zero tolerance in public schools, and when you look at public schools, that's 90% folks of color. So when you actually have that zero tolerance for a population that is so overwhelmingly folks of color, that's what then you end up with. A majority of the dropouts are Latino,
and then
black.
Once they get kicked out of school, where are they going to be? Nobody wants to be home. They're kicked out of school, so they're left to be on the streets. And that's where the, you know, like we believe that the kicking out of school begins the trail to jail track.
Right.
Because who else is on the streets? The police. But now we got police in schools. So you don't even got to be in the streets to, you know? And we argue the fact that the police are in campus to begin with. Like, well, what's their role right there? Are they to keep the school safe or just, like, what's really going on? Like, we did service with students and they felt like their schools are more like a prison.
So, Noe, in terms of the youth that you're trying to get to apply to the school, who are they, and then how do you think they're actually going to benefit from the program?
Oh, man. Well, these are young people who probably already been through the public school system, and it didn't work out for them. Most of them probably dropped out. A lot of them were affected by the zero tolerance laws. They're youth 18 to 24, all youth within the inner city of Los Angeles. And the benefit of this school is that they're going to really be able to experience alternative education. And what that looks like is history in the, I would say, a people of color's point of view. And it'll be basically just being able to know our own history, our own culture within the basis of the United States. And it's going to benefit them in the terms of they're going to be able to get involved in electoral politics and organizing and community engagement in any form of awareness and demands that could change the community for just improving the way the community looks and just the way the facilities that push our young people within probation and within LAUSD and any other facility to respect and encourage young people to make positive advancements for themselves.
So, Froggy, then, in terms of the actual school, how long is the program? How much is the cost? Who teaches it? What do they get after it? Is it a GED or a diploma? Speak to that for me.
It's a 10-month program. It's a 10-month program, and
it's basically a 10-month program that most people are going to go through. They're going to receive their high school diploma, and they're actually going to be able to get youth organizers position, basically meaning that they're going to be able to, they're going to know and understand organizing some basic laws like zero tolerance, Prop 21, the three strikes law, and be able to move into positions like that. We're hoping that a lot of positions in the city and county offices will get open also, so that way we could be able to engage in community more that way.
So basically, I mean, it's kind of like how that we think of it as Starry Center. You're basically training the movement
right.
organizers.
Right.
Right. So I think that that's really important. And I think that if anybody has ever been to a YJC event, it's just pretty amazing. The first thing that I think I've heard people say is like, you know, dang, how did they do that? Because it's the same people like, that the mayor would say, these are the people this is why we need 1,000 more cops.
Yeah, the super predators are really doing the work.
And again, exactly. So the question is saying, at the end, like what we hope to do is build like strong leaders and positive role models within the community. Because I think what's lacking right now is a positive crowd. It's really like when you grow up, there's nothing but negative crowds around you, especially on the streets in the community. So what the YJC tries to be like that positive crowd on the streets that is doing positive work to empower the youth and empower the community. So at the end, we hope to build leaders that build more leaders. So, you know.
So if somebody wants to apply, I know you guys don't have enough space for the almost 800,000 LAUSD students, but if somebody wants to apply for the school, how would they go about doing that?
So we have our application process, and if anybody needs it to be emailed to them, we'll be more than happy to do that. But you could contact us at youthforfreelanow@yahoo.com through email for request of getting the application. And you could call the Youth Justice Coalition at 323-235-4243 if you need anything to be mailed to you. or you could come down to our office. We're located on the crossroads of Martin Luther King and Broadway, and our address is 253 West Martin Luther King, Los Angeles, California, 90059.
And our office is always open. If people are, like, listening, got questions, or they want to talk to us or things like that, our doors are always open. Just call us before we get here, because a lot of times we're on the road and we're making moves, so sometimes there's no one in the office.
So folks can also check out the website at www.youthforjustice.org. And particularly if folks want to know anything about CYA, probation, whatever, it's like statistics, everything. You go to the demands page and it just breaks down how it is and how they want it to be. So I definitely think folks should check out that. And then I want to end with this one last question, which is it might not have a complete answer. One of the teachers that I know and work with is basically trying to get out of LAUSD because he basically says that LAUSD is pretty hopeless and should be, you know, basically dismantled from the top down. And his answer is to have alternatives, much like your program.
Yeah.
So my kind of thing, question back to him was, okay, well, that's really important, really great. But what about all those other students and youth that can't actually get in that program? So what would you say in terms of how to actually challenge the LAUSD to actually deal with that also?
What I would say is, start organizing within your school, you know? Like, a lot of times the meetings they have with the parents, a lot of times the youth are not in those meetings, or even, like, just get involved, find out what's going on with the LAUSD, with their board meetings, and mainly just, because a lot of times they have the meetings, but the students don't never know when the meetings are, because a lot of times they're not told, or when they are told, it just, like, flies by in one year or another. So that's the main thing. Even if you don't go to those meetings, set up your own meetings with the students, you know, because I'm pretty sure you're not the only one feeling like that.
And right now we're actually in the process of building this policy committee within, it's going to be the city, county, and state governments coming together, along with community leaders, community members, parents, youth who have been incarcerated, to talk about these very issues about the educational system in LA County, the probation system in LA County, and how they're actually going to be improved to better the conditions for young people. All these issues are going to talk about alternatives to education, cultural history, a better way to educate our youth, because the main problem between educating today's young people is that the teachers are disconnected in how to keep people engaged, and we just need to rejuvenate that energy for teachers and youth to have a better relationship, along with having the community and the schools that are based in those communities to have a better relationship also. So we're trying to develop all those pieces of the puzzle to maybe hopefully one day have curriculum like the YJC's building and other organizations are building throughout LA County within these systems, within these school institutions.
All right. So if folks want more information about the Free LA School or Youth Justice Coalition, you can call 323-235-4243. Froggy Noe, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sure I'll see you at a police commission or out on the road or something.
Wherever you look, YJC will be there. I'm
serious. It's like,
we appreciate
like Batman. And say what's up to Batman, by the way.
All right,
so we're going to take a quick break. This KPFK 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. And we'll be right back with Rachel Lopez and Edgar Rojas to talk about heart disease and air pollution.